From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first meeting of the Joint Commission responsible for monitoring how both sides implement their parts of the deal. This weekend, President Obama said he ordered his administration to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis was asked how Tehran will react if the sanctions aren't lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure lifted sanctions. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border with little food during the cold night after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia. Farouk Al-Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not qualified, yes, to receive refugees, okay? As you see, yes, we are in cold weather, and the place is not good. As you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded, yes, the place is also crowded here. And our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
The refugee describing conditions in one of the camps. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch is calling on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Uganda has a presidential election next year with campaigning due to begin on November 9th. Ugandans have cited frequent use of force by police to prevent opposition campaigning. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot Sunday by Israeli police and then beaten by the crowd who mistook him for a second man, in addition to another man who killed an Israeli soldier and wounded 10 other people in a stabbing and shooting attack. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem site holy to Muslims and Jews. The Israeli security officials on Monday identified the man who carried out the stabbings as a 21-year-old Arab Israeli who did not have a past record of militant activity. Two people are dead and tens of thousands more displaced as slow-moving Typhoon Kopu washes over the Philippine Islands. Alexander Pama is chief of the Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council.
We are strongly recommending this morning the first evacuation in the Cordillera area, autonomous region, sa lahat po ng mga barangay na landslide-prone at flood-prone areas.
Again, that typhoon sweeping through the Philippines for the next day or two. The World Health Organization says road traffic crashes continue to take an unacceptably high toll, with 250,000 people dying each year from accidents, largely preventable. Lisa Schlein reports from the launch of the WHO Global Status Report on Road Safety 2015.
The report, which is based on data collected from 180 countries, shows road crashes are the number one cause of death among people between the ages of 15 and 29. The report also finds 90% of road traffic deaths occur in low and middle-income countries, though they have just 54% of the world's vehicles. The WHO's Etienne Krug says the highest rate of traffic deaths is in Africa, followed by the Middle East.
Africa has only 2% of the world's vehicles, but has the highest death rate on the road.
He says studies show half of deaths from injuries could be avoided if victims receive good trauma care after the crash. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canadians go to the polls today, voting in elections that could halt Prime Minister Stephen Harper's bid for a fourth term and instead install Justin Trudeau, son of the country's former charismatic leader, Pierre Trudeau, promising not a change from 9 years of Harper. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.